Welcome, this is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome the two activities directors for the two high schools in Sitka, Mike Vieira from Sitka High School and Andrew Fiske from Mount Edgecombe High School. Welcome, gentlemen.
Morning.
Today we want to talk about the Region 5 2A, 3A, 4A tournament that's being held in Sitka and at the Mount Edgecombe High School gym. Mike, the tournament is scheduled to start when?
March 5th. Tuesday, March 5th will be the first action. People will start kind of arriving on that Monday, the 4th of March, and have a full week of basketball all the way through the 9th.
Okay, what's the deal here? What's new about this tournament this year that we haven't seen in the past? I know we have there's a rotation usually in these kind of tournaments that are not always at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium over at Mount Edgecombe High School. But this year there's a little something new, so let's hear about that.
Yeah, I can kind of talk about why there's some changes, then I'll let Andrew explain kind of how the tournament's going to look. But ASA, the governing body for sports in Alaska, reclassified basketball last year. And so as a result of that, the makeup of the teams that we're used to seeing in Southeast Alaska has changed. And the 4A teams have all stayed the same, but the change happens in the 2A and 3A. And left in the 3A classification in Southeast Alaska is only Sitka High School, Petersburg, and Mount Edgecombe. And so the rest of those 3A schools, the other four 3A schools that we're used to seeing, Haynes, Metlakatla, Craig, and Wrangell, have all dropped down to become 2A schools this year. And so the traditional 3A, 4A tournament has now become a 2A, 3A, 4A basketball tournament.
So what constitutes a 4A, 3A, and 2A school to make them in that particular division?
It's all based on your student enrollment. And so I think the cutoff for 2A and 3A is 150 students. So if you're above 150, you're a 3A school. And then the cutoff for a 4A, I believe, is at 500. So 501 and above, you are a 4A school. So that's the shift there. I know some of those smaller schools had felt like they were kind of getting beat up by the bigger schools for the last few years. And were kind of to the surprise of me and Andrew, were eager to drop down into that 2A classification.
So who are the 2A schools coming to the tournament?
So the 2As are some of the traditional 3As that we've been used to, and Haynes, Wrangell, Metlakatla, and Craig, all who have had some pretty good success over the last decade to 15 years at the 3A level are now going to be 2A schools. So we're excited for them to have a pretty strong presence at the state level at the 2A.
And then 3A schools, what do we have coming for there?
So 3A, it'll be Sitka and Mount Edgecombe, the two local schools, and then Petersburg will be the third team in that. And then 4A, we'll have the Juno Douglas, Thunder Mountain, and Ketchikan. And so each, Andrew will talk about this a little bit more, but each side of the classification is going to be a double elimination tournament. So lots of games going on over the course of the week.
All right, Andrew, let's turn right to that. Let's talk about how are you going to find a champion for each one of those divisions.
Well, the 4A bracket is the same. It's going to be a true double elimination starting on Tuesday. So the number 2 and number 3 seeds are going to play each other on that Tuesday, and the winner of that plays the first seed on Wednesday. And then the team that wins that semifinal game has to lose twice not to make it. So there's going to be an if game on Saturday if they lose on Friday, if that makes sense. And same with the 3A. That's the big change. For the 3A, we used to have a modified double elimination tournament. Now we've gone to the true double elimination. So the 3A, the number 2, number 3 seed between Edgecombe, Sitka, and Petersburg will play on a Tuesday and then go all the way to Friday. And if there's going to be an if game, it's going to be on Saturday, both boys and girls. And then the 2A decided that they wanted to start their games on Thursday, and it was kind of to make it work for the number of games possible in a day, starting at 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. It kind of had to work that way to be in this tournament. And so they're going to be starting on Thursday with the number 1 and the number 4 seed and the number 2 and number 3 seed playing. The two winners there will play one game, and the winner of that is your number 1 seed at state. And they may be done on Friday. It all comes down to Saturday and how things shake out on Friday for the 3A's and 4A's, if there's going to be any crossover games or if games. And that's where it kind of got a little complicated. We had to figure that out at our last AD meetings in Ketchikan, and we kind of came up with a priority list. And of course, the if games, you have to figure out who's going to be your champion. Those will be the number one priority. And for instance, if Sitka wins out on Friday and they're declared the champions, then it depends on what the 4A's do and if there's a possible crossover with the 4A. If Juneau Douglas wins out outright, then Sitka Juneau will play for a crossover. And then the 2A's won't have a chance to play a crossover game, the number one seed. So it's you got to, I guess, look at the bracket and the schedule to look at it on paper to make a little bit more sense. But what it comes down to, there's a lot of basketball, and it's set up to be a lot of exciting basketball. All games count is the other great thing about the double elimination.
Right, so essentially you can lose one game and still be a champion in these tournaments.
For the 3A and 4A, for the 2A, you have to win outright to be the number one seed and the champion. But if you do lose that game, you still have a chance to be the number two seed to go to state, because the 2A this year have two berths to state. That's another big change for the 3A, is there's only one seed to state this year. In the past, we've always sent two, but there's only going to be one team representing the 3A from Region 5.
And how about the 2A? How many berths do they get?
Two berths. Okay. Yeah.
And the 4A gets one berth with a possibility of a second berth, depending.
Yeah, or even third, depending on that WPI, but chances of that are pretty slim.
Pretty slim. Yeah. All right. Well, so all you fans are encouraged to buy your programs to make a following of this when you get over there. Let's talk a little bit about where we're at in the season. Where do we stand as far as in the divisional play of where everybody's played each other and headed? I mean, we haven't decided anything yet, have we?
There's a whole lot left to be decided. Sitka boys have gone so far 4-0 against Petersburg, and the Sitka girls have gone 3-1 against Petersburg. So that's where they stand, and I know the Edgecombe teams in Petersburg have squared off. They've almost completed their series as well.
Yeah, and the Edgecombe boys and girls are 2-0 against Petersburg, and they play this coming week. Our boys are in town here against Petersburg boys, and our girls travel to Petersburg.
Well, from a fan's perspective, I mean, this scheduling and this tournament has created for me a unique issue that, I don't know, kind of doesn't sit very well with me, and that is what I understand, like the Sitka and girls and boys will be playing the Mount Edgecombe girls and boys four games in the next 2 weeks and then going right into the tournament. So they will have, they could potentially have their next four games in the regular season to decide who goes to the tournament, and then they could play, Mount Edgecombe and Sitka could play each other two games in the tournament and have essentially six games in a row against the same opponent.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a NBA playoff series here. And
exactly.
The result of that is really because of the new classification. We went from having all these conference opponents that were already pre-scheduled games to only having the eight conference games that are already in our schedule. And so that left Andrew and I the challenge of going out and finding all of our non-conference games, which you just have to kind of go out and beg and plead these teams from across the state to either come down here or put you in their tournaments. And as a result of that, we go out and get those games first, and we get them where we can. And just the result of that was all those games happened in December and January. That's where those teams were open and willing to play us. And so the result of that is that, February is going to be kind of a intense month between the two schools.
Right. Well, it could develop into, like you say, a lot of intensity and allow the fans with some really great games, too. I mean, I should withhold my judgment, actually, on how that pans out, So, we start getting, teams, splitting wins and just building themselves up to the tournament. It could be quite exciting.
Yeah. And the 4A side of things, I think, is going to be exciting, too. The boys, Thunder Mountain beat Juneau for the first time ever this weekend. They beat them by two on Friday and then beat them by a little bit more on Saturday. Ketchikan is kind of right there, one little tier below them, I think. So that's going to be interesting, boys' side on the 4A. The 3A girls, I think, is going to be up for grabs. Petersburg's got a really nice group of young players. They shoot the ball really well. We obviously haven't seen Mount Edgecombe yet, but I know they're very physical. And And Sitka's got some, you know, all-state caliber players returning. So I think there's going to be some exciting brackets here to watch at this tournament.
I haven't seen any of the 2A schools come to town at all. Is what kind of teams are we looking for at with Craig Haynes, Metlakatla, and Wrangell? Can you give us any insight into that?
Well, the skinny is Metlakatla boys are head and shoulders. They have a very good team this year. They have some big guys, 6'7", 6'6", coming out of the small town down there. But so far they've been pretty dominant in the 2A, and it sounds like the Craig girls are pretty – the 2A girls are a lot closer, I think, than the boys right now. But it looks like Metlakatla boys are the team to beat, and then the Craig girls.
So we're a month away, Region 5 high school basketball at the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium. And Mike?
Yeah, just, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go into this, and I'm always the guy who gets to make the desperate plea to the community for help for housing. But, you know, we'll have 400 to 500 kids coming in for this event, and part of our responsibility is to find housing for them. And the tradition is that we, you know, put those up with our players, but, you know, we don't have as many players as it takes to house out the rest of these schools. So this community has always stepped up to the plate to help out with that. And if you're out there and willing to take two or three or four high school kids from, you know, Tuesday the 5th through Saturday the 9th, please give me a call, 966-1956.
Very good. Again, a month away, March 5th, B.J. McGillis Gymnasium on the campus of Mount Edgecombe High School. Where can we get the tickets for this tournament?
Right at the Mount Edgecombe, the Mount Edgecombe office. We have them on sale right now. The reserve seating are pretty full, but you can still sign up to get on the wait list. And how that works is I get all the tickets that are unused from the other communities. And you're on the wait list, you get a call, and you come pick up your reserve ticket. And those are all the cushy seats on the one side of the gym. And they're $70 for the seat for the tournament. The tournament adult passes are $50, and the student passes are $35 this year. And that gets you into 15 sessions of basketball.
Sounds a lot of fun. I'll be there. Hopefully the rest of the community will support our kids in high school basketball. We'd like to thank Mike Vieira and Andrew Friske for their time. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities.